This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us two paths, the path towards virtue and the path towards vice. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. We have put forward to you these two paths. Fujur, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. Fujur means disobedience and taqwa means righteousness. In another place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. We showed you the path. We showed you both paths. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. Either you are grateful to Almighty Allah by doing righteous deeds, or you are ungrateful by doing that which is not good and not righteous. But Allah has left it towards us. And Allah Ta'ala has given us a certain degree of free reign with regard to our amal and deeds. Although Allah Ta'ala has made it very clear that Allah Ta'ala is not happy with the choice and option that you choose with regard to sin. And sin is no ordinary matter. It is, however, in the nature of humankind, that humankind is inclined towards, while he is many a times, and those who are righteous will make an effort to do righteous deeds, he is also by his very nature going to commit wrong and going to commit deeds that are not righteous, and he's going to commit sin. It is the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam who are free from sin, and the malaika, they cannot commit sin. So Allah Ta'ala in the 28th Supara says, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. The angels never disobey Allah. They always do what Allah Ta'ala tells. Now humankind is not like that. Humankind has got both temptation towards evil and the ability to do righteous deeds. And sometimes during the course of their life, they are going to commit wrong and they're going to do mistakes and they're going to commit sin. Allah Ta'ala has made mention with regard to it that Allah Ta'ala has created us with a certain degree of weaknesses, which Allah Ta'ala makes mention in the Quran. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. I made you weak. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Humankind is prone towards argumentation and disputes. And today more than ever before, this quality is manifest. We seem to be fighting all the time. And dispute seems to be the reign. Everyone just getting, you know, involved in arguments and disputes. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being that he is prone towards haste. He is impulsive. So Allah makes mention about our weakness. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu bani adama khatta'un. Each and every human being other than the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they will commit sin. Each and every one will commit sin other than the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. The Sahaba ikram are what we use in the Islamic terminology, a phrase mahfuz. They are protected from sin. They are by and large protected, but they are not masoom. Masoom is only Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And you and I, we are going to be committing sin. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, the best of sinners are those who repent with regard to their sins. Now, sin is no ordinary matter. Brothers, remember this. Before we speak about Allah being Ghafurur Rahim, and before we speak of Allah Ta'ala being merciful and forgiving, we must understand to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no ordinary matter. To disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a serious matter which has the potential to destroy us. And it's important that we keep. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ قَائِرٌ تَحْتَ جَبَلٍ. Before I make mention of this, many times a person might say, if Allah Ta'ala would have just created us without the capacity or without the inclination towards sin, it would have been so nice. But you know, someone has very beautifully said, a wise person one day made mention and he said, would the world not be better if there was no evil? Someone asked the wise person. And he said, if there was no temptation to be vicious, and there was no temptation to be evil, then there would be no possibility of being virtuous. If there was no temptation to be evil, there would be no virtue, and there would be no possibility of being virtuous. You become virtuous because of your temptation towards evil. If there was no temptation towards evil, then what is the reward of being virtuous? You tell a blind person, you know, a blind person tells you, I didn't see any strange woman. Right? Now you tell him, why? For you is no kamal. For you is no perfection. You can't see. Now for people who can see, and they are attracted, and then they cast their gaze down, as Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَقُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that is a point of perfection. That is a reward. Therefore Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala will give such a great reward for a person who sees a woman who he is attracted to, and he casts his gaze down. So if there was no possibility of being evil, there would be no possibility of being virtuous. But sin is no ordinary matter. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ قَائِدٌ تَحْتَ جَبَلٍ يَخَافُ أَن يَقَعُوا عَلَيْهِ. A mu'min regards sin as frightening, as sitting under a mountain which has loose rocks, and he is afraid that any time now the rocks can come fall upon me. Now anyone who goes to Cape Town knows every now and then Chapman's Peak is closed. Why is it closed? Because of falling rocks. Right? So this is how Nabi Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that this is the reality with regard to sin. You don't know that what sin can bring about the wrath and anger, and subsequently the punishment of Almighty Allah. And no human being, even if he believes in Allah Ta'ala being Ghafoor Rahim, and Allah Ta'ala is, as I will go on to make mention, but he never feels himself safe from the punishment of Allah. In Surah Waqih, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the believers, and one of the qualities Allah Ta'ala says, Inna azab rabbihim ghayru ma'mun. The pious servants of Almighty Allah never regard themselves safe from the punishment of Allah. Sometimes I find it amazing. We feel that no, Allah Ta'ala is definitely going to forgive us. We got some guarantee anyway. It doesn't work that way. Allah Ta'ala is inclined, but we must always fear. So sin is no ordinary matter. And then after we sin, because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said each and everyone will sin, what do we do with regard to our sin? Then we turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking forgiveness. So sin is a disease, and the antidote with regard to sin is asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَزْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whoever does evil deeds, then he turns towards Almighty Allah ta'ala seeking forgiveness. He will find Allah ta'ala to be forgiving and merciful. But, you know, someone has given a very beautiful example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Ghafoor Rahim. Many times you and I, you know, we normally tend and we feel that, no, I can commit guna and sin because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Now the example ulama have given, very interesting example. Some doctor, your friend, gives you a first aid kit to keep in your home. And in that particular first aid kit, he gives you an ointment and said, if perchance you or someone in the house, they burn, then use this ointment. It will help with regard to the burn wounds. Very, very, you know, important for you to keep it at home. Now the next time there is a bride in the house, Hazrat Wala, because he got that first aid kit, he now wants to say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, he wants to put his hand in the fire. Someone said, what are you doing? Doctor gave me an ointment to put when I burn. Now, what will you call such a person? You say, you foolish man. The doctor didn't say for you to go and put your hand in the fire because you got an ointment. The doctor said, if perchance you burn, then you use the ointment. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim in a similar manner. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim not for you to go and deliberately commit guna, not for you to deliberately put your hand in the fire because you got an ointment. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim not for you to deliberately commit guna, but if perchance you commit guna, then you ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Perchance you get burned, then you use the ointment. Perchance you commit guna, then you ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That is the meaning of Ghafoorur Rahim. Not to go and test the forgiveness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day, and he said, if you believe that everything happens by taqdeer, then jump from this mountain. Because if Allah Ta'ala wishes, then you will die. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't wish, you won't die. Why don't you go and jump and test? So what a remarkable reply. He said, it is for Allah to test the bondsman. It is not for the bondsman to test Allah Ta'ala. It is for Allah Ta'ala to test the bondsman. It is not for Allah, for bondsman to test Allah Ta'ala. So we don't test the Ghafoorur Rahim by committing guna deliberately. If perchance we do it. And then the first thing with regard to guna and sin, with regard to seeking forgiveness, is for you to acknowledge the sin. Now we got two examples in front of us when the first time disobedience was carried out in this earth. One was Iblis and one was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Both were expelled from Jannah at the same time. Right? So when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was expelled, and when Iblis was expelled, what was the different reactions? So when Allah Ta'ala told Iblis, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَنْ تَسْجُرَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ, says Allah in the 15th surah of the Quran, what prevented you from making sijda after I commanded you? So he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ, I'm better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارُ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ, he was created from dust and sand and I'm created from fire. Fire by its nature, it is more superior than dust. You light a fire on the ground, it goes up towards the heavens. It goes up towards the sky and the horizon. And if you take sand, even if you throw it up, it comes down. So I'm better. And then he said an amazing thing, which Allah Ta'ala has made mention of in Surah An-Nahl, in the 14th surah of the Quran. Rabbi bima aghwaytani, aliyadu billah. Oh Allah, you, because of you leading me astray. Rabbi bima aghwaytani. Before you, because you led me astray, لَعَقُدَنَّ لَهُمْ سِرَاتَقَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, I will stand on the straight path of humankind trying to prevent them from coming on the straight path. Now, what did Adam alayhi salatu wasalam do? When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was told to go out of Jannah, so that time, what did Adam alayhi salam do? So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was overwhelmed and overcome with regret over what he had done. It was the first time, we don't call it a sin. It was something that happened, he was misled and he was deceived. So when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did it, he didn't know what to do. He had, he had regret, but he did not know how to express his regret. Now let me give you a similar type of example in today's time. A father shouts a small child, he did something serious. First time he did wrong, and the father shouts him. And now because the father shouts him, he becomes completely shocked. Because he has always been accustomed to the father always dealing with him with love. And now all of a sudden the father shouts him. And you find that this child is almost like in shock. He doesn't know what to do. Now the father realizes, I have maybe overstepped with regard to discipline. I have maybe shouted him more than what I'm supposed to do. So what does the father say? Say sorry. Say sorry. So he tells him to say sorry. He did wrong. You tell him to say sorry. He says sorry. The father hugs him. Right? To put further. He shouted him. He did wrong. Now all of a sudden he was shocked. So the father says sorry. He says sorry. The father embraces him. In a similar manner, Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam certain words. When he had this regret, he didn't know how to express his regret. Allah Ta'ala put in his heart. And what did he say? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, if you I have done zalamna anfusana, wrong upon my soul. If you don't forgive me and you don't have mercy upon me, then akunanna min al-khasirin, I will be among the losers. So the first thing, my dear respect brothers, is to acknowledge. Now we all know that there are certain essential qualities for us to make tawbah. I'm not going to go into these qualities to a great detail. I will just give you three things. Ulama have made mention that Allah Ta'ala says, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with perfect repentance. Tawbatan nasuha. Ulama have defined tawbatan nasuha in three ways. Saying that you asking Allah for forgiveness with your tongue. Asking Allah for forgiveness with your tongue. Regret in your heart over the wrong that you have done. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu quotes a hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An-nadamu at-tawbah. Tawbah, the essence of tawbah is to be regretful of the wrong that you have done. That is the essence of tawbah. To be regretful. If you are justifying your wrong, then there is no tawbah. If you are saying, no, so what about it? What I did? There's nothing wrong. There's no tawbah then. Tawbah means you are supposed to be regretful and you are supposed to feel, you know, the hurt with regard to what you have done. And then it manifests itself in the organs of your body and the different parts of your body which become obedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala tells us to do that perfect tawbah, it consists of three things. To say, I seek forgiveness, O Allah, with your tongue. To have regret in your heart. And it must manifest itself in aspects of obedience with your organs of your body. And your body must show it with regard to it. These are three things with regard to tawbah and so on. Now, the aspect with regard to after that. After this, we always feel, you know, one thing that always comes up to mind. I ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. I made a guna and sin again. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. I made a sin again. Can I ask Allah Ta'ala again for forgiveness? This always comes about. Ulama have given very beautiful examples with regard to this. One of the examples is, and one of the ways they say is, when shaitan does not tire to lead you astray, then you should never tire to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, no matter how many times you break the tawbah. No matter how many times you break your tawbah, never feel tired to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness all the time. Successful is the one who constantly is asking Allah for forgiveness. There is no formula to say that once you have asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, you are not going to do the wrong again. Constantly you're going to do the wrong, constantly you're going to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. It must be a daily routine, a continuous routine. It reminds you of someone who, for example, wears clothes. And when he wears clothes, the clothes become dirty. Now what does he do? The clothes has become dirty, I'm not going to wear the clothes again. What does he do? He puts it in the washing, he puts it in the washing machine, it gets clean, he wears it again. It gets dirty again, he washes it again. It gets dirty, he washes it again. He gets dirty, he washes it again. That is the reality with regard to continuous sinning. Not that we sin deliberately, or not that we regard sin as insignificant, or not that we take sin to be light. But when you sin, you continuously ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, like clothes that get dirty, and constantly after getting dirty, you go and wash it again. Or like someone gave an example, like the wiper. The rain comes, the wiper wipes it away. The rain comes, the wiper wipes it away. The rain comes, the wiper wipes it again. That's the way our tawbah works. You are going to continuously, if you sin, you don't never become despondent. Imam Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi. Subhanallah. One of our great, you know, poets in our history. And today, you know, Rumi is amazing. Although I always find that today people have misused Rumi. Rumi speaks a lot about the love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was overwhelmed by the love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was overwhelmed with the perception of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And remember, I made mention of sin being significant. And I gave the example of ointment. You only use the ointment if perchance you burn. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim if perchance you commit guna. Right? So this is something. But Allah Ta'ala is more inclined towards forgiveness than punishment. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Allah has written a proclamation on top of his arsh. Inna rahmati wa fi riwayatin. Inna rahmati sabakat wa fi riwayatin ghalab al-ghalabi. My rahmat and my mercy overwhelms and it overwhelms my anger. So Allah Ta'ala is more inclined towards forgiveness than punishing, although we never feel ourselves safe from the punishment of Almighty Allah. So Imam, you know, Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi was saying, he was overwhelmed by the love of Almighty Allah. And he was always, you know, inclined towards forgiveness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rumi, you know, that love that he had for Almighty Allah, I find it very amazing. Today you go on Facebook, you see on social media, people use Rumi quotes for love between male and female. Between your boyfriend and girlfriend, ya Allah, what he had in mind, what you have done to him. Huh? I mean, he spoke about the love of Almighty Allah. You are using Rumi quotes to justify your, you know, love for females, or vice versa. And you just see it everywhere. And it hurts you so much. It said, ya Allah, do you realize the value of Rumi? Do you know what was his position? And one of his most beautiful poems, among the many, many beautiful poems, was a Persian poem. Baza, baza, harajas, tibas. Turn to Allah, turn to Allah. Baza, 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 harajas, tibasa. Dar kafiro, gafiro, gutparas, tibasa. You committed kufr, turn to Allah. You committed fis, turn to Allah. You committed any type of wrong, turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either gaya nwa, either gaya ma, dar gaya na umidinas. This is a refuge of hope. This is not a refuge of despondency. Allah's darbar is not a refuge of despondency. Allah's refuge and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door is a door of hope. Subhanallah. Satbar agar toba shakisti baza. You broke your toba 100 times, come back to Allah ta'ala. Then may Allah make us and return towards Almighty Allah till the last moments of our life. And brothers, you know, one of the Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, I'm not saying this for myself, إِنَّهُ لَا يَأْسُنِ الرَّوْحِ إِلَّا إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. It is the disbeliever only who loses hope in the mercy of Allah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala saw a person who was sitting despondent after he committed a sin. Ali radiallahu ta'ala told him an amazing thing. He said, your despondency is worse than the sin you committed. You've been despondent of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, that despondency is worse than the sin you committed. Brothers, this is the ashara of seeking the forgiveness of Almighty Allah. Awwalahu rahmah wa awsatuhu maghfirah. The first 10 days is rahmah, the second 10 days is seeking the forgiveness. We got 1 or 2 days. Take this opportunity because Allah is waiting for us. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَسْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. Whoever does wrong, seek Allah's forgiveness. Yajidillah, he'll find Allah Ta'ala to be Ghafoorur Rahim. He'll find Allah Ta'ala inclined and wanting to forgive him. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says beautifully, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Sometimes I think, ya Allah, what a great ayat this is. Allah is not addressing the Anbiya. Allah is not addressing the pious people. Allah is not addressing awliya. Allah is addressing sinners. Look at how Allah is addressing us. You and I are sinners. Me and you are sinners. قُلْ. Say unto them, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, O my bondsmen who have done wrong. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu, O my bondsmen who have transgressed your souls. Because when you do wrong, you don't do harm Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala become pious till the day of Qiyamah, everyone become the greatest sin, it won't make one iota of difference to Allah's greatness. And if everyone becomes a sinner, it won't make one iota of difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you sin, you harm yourself, you don't harm Allah ta'ala. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. O you who have done wrong by transgressing your soul. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. This is something that we have to come. Hatim Asma'i, one of the great, great scholars, was one day in the Haram. It was a dark night. At the time there wasn't the light that we have in today's time. So he heard someone rendering beautiful poetry, seeking the forgiveness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya may yujibu al-muttarra fi al-zalami, wa ya kashif al-durri wal-balwa ma'as-sakami. Oh, the one who responds to the calls of the distressed people when they are in distress. Oh Allah, you are the one who removes the difficulties and challenges of people when they are difficult. Long, very long, beautiful poem. And one word in that particular poem was so touching. In kana judaka la yarju ru safahin. For me, yajudu bil asina bil karami. Oh Allah, if your rahmat and your mercy is only going to be for the pious people, then who must the sinners turn to when they commit guna? Oh Allah, if your mercy is only going to be to the people who make tahajjud, if your mercy is only going to be to the people who do wrong, I mean do great deeds and they are pious people, then the people who are sinners, who must they turn to? فَمَنْ يَجُودُ بِالْعَاسِينَ بِالْكَلَمِ. Who do they rely to? Rely upon with regard to, with regard to seeking forgiveness. So Hatim Asma'i rahmatullah alayhi said, I went to go and see who is rendering these beautiful poems. And who did I see? Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi, the great grandson of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi. And I said, oh grandson of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi, you are from such a Mubarak family. And you are saying, and you are saying this so heart-rendering du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you in such a great family. And he said, Hatim, you are an alim. I do not expect you to say such a thing. Didn't you read the verse in the 17th Surah, فَإِذَا نُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ. When the day of Qiyamah and the trumpet of Qiyamah is blown, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. No one's genealogy and lineage will help him. No one's genealogy and lineage. The only thing that will help you is good deeds. Tafsir al-Razi has made mention of an incident, and I will conclude with this. Tafsir al-Razi makes mention of the Nabi of the time. I think it was most likely as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, Allah Ta'ala used to reveal to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam many things. Allah makes mention of it in the 7th supara of the Holy Quran and other places in the Holy Quran, the 3rd supara. So Allah, Isa alayhi salam was going past a qabr. Allah Ta'ala revealed the situation of the inmate of the qabr, that he was being punished by Allah for the wrongdoing that he was doing in this world. So Isa alayhi salam made a little dua for him, went and he came back. Allah Ta'ala revealed the situation of the person in the qabr, and this time the situation was that Allah Ta'ala had forgiven him. So Isa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, you were punishing him and now you forgave him. What was the reason? There was no good deed that he did after he passed away. So Allah Ta'ala said, oh Isa, when this man passed away, his wife was pregnant. She gave birth. After she gave birth, the child grew up. And the child went for the first time to a religious scholar, to an alim. And the son and the child read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, who is most merciful and most kind and most beneficent and most forgiving. So, oh Isa, I felt ashamed of punishing a person when his small son is invoking my mercy, and I forgave him. I felt ashamed. The man did wrong. His son is reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, invoking my mercy. I have forgiven him. In Jami' Tirmidhi is an incident of Kifl of the previous time, who used to do all wrongs. And he was a wealthy person, used to have immoral, and used to have a life of immorality. A woman coming to him every day, different woman. One day, he was attracted to a woman, and he told her that I would like to be and fulfill my desire. And she was in a poor situation, she was in poor circumstances. They agreed upon a price, 60 dinars, for him to fulfill his desire with her, 60 gold coins. And then just when he was about to fulfill his desire, she started crying. I said, why are you crying? You agreed upon this whole particular price. She said, I didn't agree because of my choice, in my circumstances. If I could, I've never done some act of immorality like this. And she started crying, and she started weeping. So he also felt ashamed that the woman who agreed upon a price because of her circumstances, now she is crying out of regret for an act of immorality. So he also started making Toba. And he, after making Toba, Allah Ta'ala took his life that very same day. And the people were reluctant to go and perform his janazah because he was known for his own immorality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then forgave him. And it was written on the door of him. What was written on the door? It was written with regard to his door. Kad ghufira, kad ghufira. Fa'asbaha maktuban ala babihi inna Allah kad ghafara lil kif. It was written on his door that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. Why? He made tawbah before he passed away. Brothers, this is the time for us to ask Allah. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is waiting for our tawbah. Allah is waiting for our asking for forgiveness. Obviously, it will have something that will make a change in our attitude, change in our life. Inshallah, it becomes the means of the change of our life. So let us ask also together, my dear respected brothers, let us all say, Ya Allah, we repent for our deeds. Lift up our hands, brothers. Oh Allah, whatever wrong we've done, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wrong we have, we ask you for your forgiveness, and we ask you for your forgiveness and your expansion and your extended forgiveness and mercy. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.